This is Guy Dolliver. In over 40 years that I've been a professional sculptor, I have worked in many media, including stone, wood, fiberglass, and metal. I work in both abstract and representational formats. My work is eclectic, but shares a theme or style that is both organic and technical. My earliest pieces were all done in stone and were very geometrical. Today, my work is a bit less about shapes and more about energy. My most recent work has been in metals such as stainless steel and bronze, and mixed media including stainless steel and glass, and painted fiberglass and steel rod. And I've started to explore those media through kinetic work. Prairie Song Q is one of my quirk series, 17 sculptures which are inspired by Fermilab in Batavia, the high energy particle collisions that occur in Fermilab's accelerators can only be seen when captured by a very high resolution camera. Those collision images are the basis for the Quirk series, which explores mass that is exploding and creating disintegrating arcs. The large segments represent mass, and the rod represents that mass leaving one area and exploding into another. Each sculpture in the series continues my career-long exploration of the relationship of positive to negative space and the energy of their interaction. Prairie Song Q is more organic, constructed with less rod, and more mass to give the impression of the vastness of the prairie. The mass segments are painted a hot sulfur yellow, which represents the color of the growing and swaying prairie plants, and the smaller segments in rod are painted a bright red, representing the energy of life on the prairie in the spring. These vibrant colors allow the sculpture to stand out against an urban background. I followed a very unlinear route to art through work, the Army, and college. After my discharge from the U.S. Army, I earned a B.A. in economics from St. Vincent College. In 1975, I left my job as a sales rep for Xerox Corporation to become a full-time sculptor. Since then, I have pursued graduate studies at the art and master's level at Carnegie Mellon University, University of Pittsburgh, and Northern Illinois University, as well as the School of the Art Institute in Chicago. You create a lot of sculptures over 40 years. Some of my work is tabletop, and some are monumental pieces over 20 feet tall. My wife says that if you put me in a room by myself, I would sculpt something abstract and at least 40 feet tall. And she's probably right. But I've learned something from every piece I've done and enjoyed the process of making them, developing and refining my craft, and simply creating. And while I haven't yet sculpted that 40-foot piece, the journey has been an experience, and every day spent as an artist has been a joy.